the lights up. But it is 100% occupied every day once the season starts.
And it starts when?
Starts this next Saturday.
Next Saturday, okay.
Thank you, Clint.
You're welcome.
What about Northridge?
What about it?
Not Northridge, Mike Whittem.
Oh.
I'll cover that next month.
Well, it's every other month, Clint.
All right.
Okay.
Mr. Lawyer.
So over here across the way, courtesy of Clay Creek Watershed Council, the local church here, and a bunch of other organizations, is nice and clean and pretty and sparkling. Took out almost an entire, I think it was a 30-yard debris bin, almost completely full last month. A lot of hard work went into that. We had a bunch of folks from Whitaker come out and support that project, as well as Claggett Creek Middle School, and it was a big event. We got a lot done in a fairly short period of time, but as you can tell, you walk through there, it smells like bark dust now instead of other things. And the skate park was wet the last few days. I was over there, drainage looked pretty good. Talked with some kids that were playing over there, and they're pretty happy with the changes so far. One young man was out here using the bike repair station, so I know Hirsch and his wife came out and did some cleaning on that and kind of got it all spruced up here during the event last month, and he just commented just how much nicer things in this area have gotten over the last 18 months, so very appreciative of that. You know, close to the Civic Center here, so we want to kind of keep it nice. The gazebo could probably use a good pressure washing up around that area, especially since the Heritage Center just did theirs, and it looks really nice and sparkly, and now the gazebo looks less sparkly. I might have to break out my pressure washer one of these weekends and come work on that, but I don't know. Bob Newton is wet. The park could use some mowing, but again, it's been saturated, so I can imagine it's probably hard to get down into. Looks like there's some grass starting to grow a little bit in the horseshoe areas. Some wood fiber material could probably be moved around a little bit in the playground, but that's as simple as getting a hard rake and going out there and moving some around. Couple neighbors talked to around the area. They said that they've seen an increase early this year of people participating out there. One gal asked if the tennis courts could be cleaned. I don't really know what that entails, but made a comment about the courts being cleaned up a little bit, maybe out of slime. But I imagine once it heats up, that pretty much just goes away anyways, right?
Yeah, and we're planning on having that court resurfaced after July 1 anyway. So
even better. So yeah, not a lot of negative comments from folks. Again, being this close to the Civic Center and just having a pretty recent major cleanup, it went pretty well. City staff kicked butt and got us lots of material to help kind of clean that up. It was a big effort. I think I convinced Robert to get us a few more trash cans, which made life a little bit easier. We had some equipment out there moving stuff around. So just another really good event here around the park. And I know you were out there, I think, weren't you? Yeah, Wayne was there. And who else was there? I'm trying to think. We had a lot of people there. It was like a month ago, so I kind of forget. But that's about it.
Thank you, Matt.
Thank you, Matt. Is there any new business? Old business. Now we'll come to the STAR report of today. Staff report.
Okay. Had a fun day last week planting some trees up at Ryan Hill Park with Forest Ridge Elementary students. They've been very generous over the last few years doing some fundraising and donating trees to the city, and we kind of pick one or two parks to put some new trees in, and it's a fun time. About 30 students show up of all ages, and we work together, and I show them how to properly plant trees, and then they get to enjoy those for years to come. So it's always a really fun project, and it seems like it always rains every year on us, and it just makes it a big muddy mess, and it's just fantastic, and we all smile about it. So that's always fun. We have received our two new lawnmowers, and we've started putting them to use when we're dodging these monsoon rainstorms. A lot of the parks that you guys mentioned that needed mowed probably got mowed really recently, and it's just that you were there maybe 2 weeks ago and they hadn't been mowed yet. Pretty much every park's been mowed twice that I know of. So we're out there. Bob Newton is soggy. We've already gotten two lawnmowers stuck at Bob Newton this year. Of course, on the side that has no trees, so that's always fun to pull out to. But what else? We got legal department's been working on updating the park rules. I'm hoping that you will each get an email before next meeting to review those and take a look, see what you think, and then we can have a discussion on that. In the email, you'll probably see the new wording in a different color than the old wording, so you can see the change that was made, not just the new updated document. So please be watching for that, and feel free to ask any questions before next meeting through email. And we also got two new trailers to put those mowers in, big white box trailers.
Nice.
It'll keep the mowers dry. We won't have to load and offload each day our equipment, and it'll keep it safe while we store it at one end of a park while we're working out of sight. So hopefully we'll have a couple trucks to go with that here soon. They were ordered a couple months ago, and we're just waiting on them. So that's it.
Matt?
Mr. Chair, Robert, question. So as it relates to the park rules and stuff, help me with the process on this. So I'm looking at this in terms of a similar process for like state rulemaking and things like that. So is there a public process involved with the parks rules, or is it just a recommendation from the parks board? What's that going to look like?
I don't know the exact process. I believe it'll go to you guys. You can review it, approve it, and then council will adopt the new rules. I don't think we're actually going to have a public hearing on it, but
I would imagine probably if there would be one, it would probably happen at the council level,
yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Robert, I have a question for you.
Okay. Yes, it does have to have a public hearing.
Not here, though, at the council
level. At the council,
level. Yeah, Clint.
Question for you. Kaiser Rapids Park?
Yeah.
All those great big piles?
Yep.
When are we going to burn those? When I open the season, right?
The season? The yeah. Burn season?
No, when I open the concert theater. Season.
Oh, no.
It's the we're hoping those will be gone by then.
Yeah.
The plan at this point, as far as I know, is still to get those burnt in April. And April is soon running out. So
right.
Could that carry into May? Yes, it could. But absolutely, we need to get them out of there.
Do you have somebody that can go?
I'll explain if I can. That, from what I understand, they need to have the contract signed with the farmer. Because until that's signed, then it isn't officially farmland. That's what I was told by.
That could be, yeah.
So they're just waiting on that.
So have you got somebody that can help you pick up all the sticks that are not in the pile that are all around? I mean, it will take somebody two full days with a big crew just to pick up all that stuff that's laying there.
Yeah, my understanding is there's some large volunteer groups kind of on hold right now waiting for the go-ahead.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, actually, you can get started on that now. I mean, anytime they can get on the field. Yes.
Robert, answer my question.
Okay.
Robert, how did the rubber service at the Big Toy hold up in all this rain this winter?
Amazing. Just mind-boggling how that much rain can pass through that surface and not puddle up. It's looking awesome.
Excellent.
I'm really excited to see it going up at Meadows Park. So, and I've been getting multiple emails from people just curious where they can go that is wheelchair accessible, and I have one option for them right now, and I'll soon have two. So awesome. It's pretty cool. Debbie just reminded me that we had the final picket order has been actually placed as of today. So I think there's five additional pickets for those who were waiting on their last picket to get installed, and now we are no longer taking any more picket orders. So.
Ran out of room?
No, we still have a little room. It's just the process of ordering up one or two at a time is not good. So. That's it.
Any other questions for Robert? Roland.
Pretty uneventful. Robert mentioned on one of the discussions we talked about, because we had had some calls, or I personally had had some calls myself in regards to what we're going to do with the piles. Mm-hmm. Some citizens have been concerned about the burning and whatnot. And more than likely was what we were told, that they're probably going to burn it. But it's the discussion which went on our soul about picking up the sticks and all that. So you kind of took most of my the main discussion. The other thing I was going to talk about was our LOC meeting, which we had regional, which is League of Oregon Cities. This last Friday was pretty eventful for our, and I think I couldn't attend, but Kathy went. And also, we had an executive session in regards to burning. Also, one thing I want to talk to also about was thank the people that responded to the town hall we had Tuesday with Senator Kim Thatcher and Representative Bill Post. I think it was pretty well attended, and some pretty good questions there, I thought. Pretty much that's all I have. The other thing I was going to tell you about was our upcoming, and Jim, you would know about this, season for budget is upcoming, and it's kind of interesting because the first year you're kind of lost in how it goes on, but the more you participate, every year you start to pick up more and more. And just by listening to some of the counselors and some of you that have been around, you kind of learn a lot more about how the city works. And that's interesting. And it takes a lot of time, but it's pretty pretty interesting stuff. So pretty much all I got. That's it. Thank you.
Mr. Taylor.
Yeah, on the budget, I really, you know, if you're interested in your city at all, that's where you really learn what's going on. And city staff does such a great job of making it very understandable. And I think you found this out the first year you did this. You know, you were able to follow along. It's not, you know, there's no algorithms in there or anything. I mean, this is all pretty cut and dried of what it is. And there's good discussions. And of course, they want public input. And but if nobody attends, they don't get any public input. So I really would like to see more people attend those, because that's where your money is spent. And what are the dates on those?
It's the second week of May, I believe.
Right, and I think like starts on a Tuesday and a Thursday.
I've got it.
May 1st and 3rd, and possibly on the 10th.
We go.
Okay.
Pretty much the whole, 2.5 hours?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's how you learn. You're right.
Question? Yes, Dylan.
Where are we at on the smoking stuff? Last I know, we...
For the council. Are you talking about smoking in the park?
Yeah.
We have not got nothing formal before the council yet. Am I right there?
No.
Yeah, I don't think so.
What?
I'm not sure.
Definitely showed up and said, hey, this is what we recommended to you.
It's probably, when they do the park rules, it's part of those park rules.
Okay.
They will probably be addressed then.
Okay, cool.
Shannon's been on vacation.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't sure. Last I'd heard, I had given the parks report. So, okay.
He works a lot of hours.
Cool. Any other questions for Owen?
Yes, sir.
No, I said, are there any other questions for you?
I'm good.
I know. But I'm asking these people if they have any questions for
them. The first bank of Herrera. The first bank of Herrera.
No, we already missed the record. Thank you, Roland. Now, our youth committee liaison is not here.
I don't think it meant Brooke.
Okay.
Really
any other business anybody wants to be? Okay, Donna.
Just wanted to let everybody know that we, the Parks Foundation, just received a $500 donation for a grant for a dog park. Ooh. So if anybody knows or has heard from anybody that would like to have additional whatevers for the dog park, let them know to if they want to volunteer time or do or whatever, that we, again, on the foundation website, we have an application for monies for grants. And then they can use that, and then they need to come to the this parks board with their proposal, so the city can also approve what it is they're doing.
Thank you, Donna.
Yes.
The person who donated the money didn't have any suggestions?
No.
Okay.
Yes, Matt.
I think you're up. Wayne had his hand first.
Oh, well, I saw your hand before.
But I just wanted to report that the soccer field at Country Glen Park is up and running.
Do they have to swim across it?
It's pretty wet, and
it's actually water polo.
This year, the goalposts have feet. I put some stabilizers on them so they don't fall over quite as readily.
Awesome.
And soccer field's ready to go. And then I wanted to say one thing about Hidden Creek. I think there's a possible dead tree there, a pine tree.
Two.
I have a picture of it. If I can
see. We have two dead trees there. We need to get them cut down soon.
How'd you find it if it was hidden?
The question was, how did I find Hidden Creek Park if it's hidden? You start at Country Glen and you walk along the path.
When you fall off the edge, there you are.
You know, the survey crew that laid out that subdivision called it Hidden Ditch.
Not a ditch.
It's a ditch. Yes,
it's
Matt.
It's a natural habitat.
The Clegg Creek Watershed Council, City of Keyser, will be hosting on April 21st a Soggy Day in the Park, which will be a free event to anybody that comes. It's going to be at Keyser Rapids Park. And we're going to start actually the morning with a volunteer project where we're going to get some youth out there to put the compost around the 70-plus trees that was done by the Keyser Rotary. We're going to have Adam's Rib Smokehouse doing free hot dogs while supplies last. We'll have...
have to burn some of those fields.
We're going to have a couple inflatable devices for children to entertain themselves on. I'm not going to call them bouncy houses because legal doesn't like that. But they're not technically bouncy houses. They're like an obstacle course and stuff. There will be music of some kind. We're not sure quite yet what that's going to be, whether it's a PA system or a band.
Not singing, are you?
No, ma'am.
Oh, good.
There will be nature hikes, boat rides after a presentation on water safety from CERT. It's going to be a big event. We're really excited. So spread the word, get folks out there. One of the cool things is because we have the new staff, the Parks Department will be out there with the backhoe, as I understand. And Robert's looking at me like this is the first he's heard of it.
He has a stunned look on his face.
Say what?
Mm-hmm. Talk to your boss.
It's a family affair.
So
duties as assigned.
I'm sorry?
Other duties as assigned.
So anyways, I've been told that there's going to be a backhoe and some city staff out there supporting some of the event, and kind of, which is good.
Like
yeah.
Could be.
Well, I understand it's parks specifically to feature the new employees we had right. Through the parks fees. So I will get my counseling session from Robert on this one later. But it's going to be fun, really just a day to highlight all the activities that happen out at Keyser Rapids. You know, the everything from the nature walks through the potential of things that can happen. So we're really excited about that event. Again, April 21st. So
it's
going to
be a sunny
check
day.
It out. It's going to be a great day. Sunny day, soggy day, who cares? It's Oregon. Get over it.
What day is this? Saturday?
Saturday, yeah. So... going to be a lot of fun, but we got some great sponsors that have come on board for it. We're really appreciative of that, and it's, you know, free to the public, so fun for all ages. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
And no work involved.
You're Matt? Yes, huh?
Can I go back and ask Donna, what is the actual date and time of the next?
I don't know.
Parks Board?
Okay. Oh, well, wait a minute. I suppose I could look it up if I want.
than a Nintendo.
That's for your Saturday. Bribery.
Well, it's on the 15th of May.
Thanks.
Anything else? And adjourned at 6:36. What? We stand adjourned at 6:36.